factor for him, knowing that if you guys don't play well, he can really go out there and kind of embarrass people?
I don't know if he's intimidated, and we're definitely not intimidated about playing against top-notch competition. He's a terrific quarterback. He makes plays in the pocket, outside of the pocket. He extends plays, extends drives with his legs, with his arms. He can do it all. So we understand the challenge that this represents. Certainly we're familiar with him. We've just got to make sure that we pay attention to details, the details of our game plan and our blueprint. And, we're practicing and we're working hard so we can execute it on Sunday.
Tell me what you want.
Their defense is a little bit different. They have a lot of rookies playing for them. But when you look at their offense, is it pretty much the same of what you faced in the two games last
year? There's a lot of continuity in what they're doing last year in comparison to what they're doing this year. I think that they've had some younger guys on the offensive side of the ball step up. Randall Cobb definitely comes to mind. He's a tremendous football player. He's very versatile. They use him in a lot of different ways. We have to be cognizant of where he's at on the field at all times.
Can you guys look back at what you did in the playoffs and attempt to duplicate it, or is it just so far off?
Well, there are good things and bad things from our performance in the playoffs against them in divisional round. I think that there are things that we have to build on. There are some things that we definitely have to work on that we didn't do so well in that game. We have to understand the lessons that we learned from playing them twice last year, and incorporate that in our plan this year, and hopefully that'll give us a great opportunity to be successful.
Does this seem like the start of something, Chris? It's a week off. People are talking about a six-game season. Got a Sunday night game. It's kind of like the last push or whatever.
It's a tremendous opportunity for us, and it's got a familiar feel to it for our football team. I think the bye week came at a great time for us to refresh, but it only matters if we take advantage of the opportunity. Coach had a quote today that said, somebody will take the opportunities that you miss. So we have to understand that, we've got to take advantage of our opportunities at this time. It's 6 weeks. We understand that's a very short time. We're still in a good position to achieve what we want to achieve when we set out to start the season. So we've got to keep that in the forefront of our mind. We've still got it all out in front of us, but we've got to concentrate and buckle down and just find a way to get one win this coming Sunday.
Because of the inconsistency, do you think it's a little bit more of a wait-and-see feel around here? Sometimes you get maybe more of a feeling that...
We can't take a wait-and-see approach. We've got to be proactive, and I think that guys understand that. That's why we had a great practice on Monday. Guys were in here early this morning getting ready to go to work, and, it was great positive energy today in the meetings, great positive energy on the practice field. So we're definitely putting in the work to give ourselves the best opportunity to be successful on Sunday. We've just got to find a way to make sure we take this great week of preparation and translate over to being successful on the field on Sunday.